everybody. Welcome back to another episode of The Hope Dealer. I'm your host, Ari Rose. I know. I've been gone for a few weeks now. And child, let me tell you something. I don't know where the time goes. How is time just flying by so fast? It's just moving at a rapid rate. And this last month has been extra chaotic for me because I just got this new puppy. My boyfriend gifted me a puppy and she's so cute. Her name is Aya. And she's so, so precious. Love her to pieces. She's at training right now for board and training. And, you know, I switched over to commercial literally the week that I did my last podcast on here. And I've just been in such go mode. And I definitely don't want to apologize for not having recorded another podcast because I haven't been lazy. It's not like I'm neglecting it because I just don't feel like doing it. It's literally because time has just got away from me. And I know all of you listening can totally relate to it. And I don't want to promise that like, oh, I'll have another one. I promise next week because listen, next week will just fly by just as fast. Next week's my birthday. And anyways, this is to say, like, it's just so crazy how when you are intentional about what you're doing and you keep your head down and you're focused on your craft and you're focused on elevating, how time just kind of flies by because you're not paying attention to anything else. You're not paying attention to the noise. You're not paying attention to distractions. And it's a beautiful place to be when you are, you know, elevating or you are like vibrating on this certain level of discipline. And I can genuinely say that, you know, the first month of March or, the first couple weeks, whatever it is, but basically March overall, I was in training because I had just switched over to commercial real estate. And then top of April is when I got my puppy. And, you know, just trying to keep everything afloat and studying and learning like this new transitionary career that I'm in, you know, just transitioning into it has been exciting. And I don't even want to say it's overwhelming because it's something that I love. Like I never realized how much I loved commercial, like the commercial space. And I think it's because it ties back to business owners and entrepreneurs. And you know me, I just love everything that's inspirational and just anyone that's trying to elevate and anyone that's trying to level up and, you know, provide for their families and create a legacy to leave behind for their loved ones. And I love being around that. I love being around it. And the more I'm around it, the more I realize that I think one of the reasons why I'm in a good space in my life and just happy and you know, enjoying everything is because I'm not around people that are bringing me down. I'm not around people that are envious or are jealous of the strides that I'm making, because the people that I'm keeping around me, my new circle, the little world I'm creating for myself is so intentional, and it is, you know, people that are elevating and people that are like-minded. And I think, you know, I'm creating that because I'm putting myself in that energy and I'm carrying myself with that energy and I'm allowing space for that energy. I'm not trying to hold on to the things that don't serve me anymore. I'm not trying to hold on to old friendships that, you know, don't bear fruit anymore. I'm just allowing things to happen the way they're supposed to happen. I'm allowing God to shake the tree up, you know, shake the branches. Let everything that doesn't serve me just fall gracefully so that it can make space for the new to come in. And it's a beautiful place. I think it's important for us to be intentional about the life we create. I think it's important for us to be intentional about who we allow in our circle. I think it's a beautiful thing to create boundaries, to say no to things that don't serve you anymore, to not entertain everything. I used to be one of those people that felt like I had to entertain every invitation that came to my path out of fear that maybe someone wouldn't invite me the next time or that I might miss something. And you know, sometimes you're meant to miss certain things because either A, it wasn't your moment, or B, it wasn't going to serve you any purpose to begin with. There was an event last night that happened, and I saw a girl that's just super dope in her business. She was going to this event last night, and it had to do with the church that I go to. When I was watching it, you know, I saw other people posting. When I was watching, I was like, oh my God, I completely missed it. Oh, and I like, dang it, you know. I mean, it's not like I was upset, but I was definitely like, oh man, I can't believe I missed that. And this morning I went to go train with my trainer, and one of our other gals, she walked in to train. And my trainer says, oh, how was the event last night? I said, oh my God, you went? She's like, yeah, I went. And, you know, from what I heard, it was a good event, but it was like, you know, you're okay that you didn't go. You didn't really miss much, you know, if you go to church and stuff like that. Anyways, it's not to talk about. I feel like I sound like I'm talking bad about the event. It wasn't bad, but it was one of those things where it was like, oh, okay, you know, I'm okay. And so I think it's just, we have to learn to be okay with what's happening and with what's not happening in our lives, and be okay with not getting in some of the rooms that we wanted to get into, or not socializing in certain circles that maybe we think are circles we want to socialize in. And, you know, it's just a nice place to be, knowing that we get to create the life that we want. It's important to know that, because I think sometimes we feel like we're stuck with the cards that we're dealt with, and that's furthest from the truth. You have the chance to reshuffle your cards as many times as you want in your life. Pull new cards. You don't like the ones you have? Shuffle them up, baby. Grab some new ones. Go get a new deck. Go trade out some cards, you know? What does that look like? Again, going back to school, getting a new certificate, surrounding yourself with better people, getting help to fight the addiction that you are fighting, learning a new skill set, reading a book, listening to a positive podcast, getting back into church, creating a nice circle of friends with some good church people that just pour into you and pray over you. Shuffle the cards up. Don't feel like where you're at right now is where you have to remain. For some of you, you've been following me for years, and you've seen me pivot and pivot and pivot and pivot again. The one thing that remains the same is my heart and the fact that I believe in myself. Those two things will never change. Anyways, I hope you guys are having an amazing day. I just wanted to jump on here and say hello and send you all positive vibes and give you a little bit of inspiration. I hope the next time I drop a podcast and you guys tune in, maybe you've reshuffled your cards a little bit. Until next time, God bless.